KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.
It does feel helpless when you're watching it burn and there's just nothing you can do.
Mark McMillan, one of the neighborhoods badly damaged by wildfires in Los Angeles. He's in Pacific Palisades, one of several fire areas. Los Angeles Fire Chief Kristen Crowley says people hosing down their own homes and not evacuating are putting a strain on the water supply in the region.
Our firefighters need every single ounce of water that's out there to help supply our fire hoses. So with that, we need the community to understand that when they're using water or overuse of water during active incident, that could hamper our ability to utilize the water resource that we need to put the fire out.
The fire is destroying 2,000 structures, including the homes of many Hollywood celebrities. President Biden skipping a trip to Italy and a meeting with the Pope to handle federal response to the fires. Today, the president will deliver a eulogy at the National Funeral Service for former President Jimmy Carter. This is ABC News. Some questions now about a phone call between Donald Trump and Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito as Trump asks the high court to stop the sentencing in his New York hush money case. Here's ABC's Jonathan Carl.
Alito says they didn't talk about any other matter that could potentially come before the court or any of the Supreme Court's previous decisions that might be of interest to Donald Trump. But look, this was a conversation between the president-elect and a Supreme Court justice that happened literally within hours of the president-elect filing an emergency application with the Supreme Court.
Alito says the call was about one of his old law clerks. Lawmakers in South Korea today introducing a bill calling for an independent investigation into impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol. And unveiled at CES, the big tech show in Las Vegas, Aria, a new AI-powered robot that kind of looks human. The price tag, $175,000. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The effect of the fires in Los Angeles have been devastating. The ultimate impact on the entertainment business remains to be seen, but two notable premieres were canceled due to the fires, including Universal's Wolfman, which was scheduled to have its premiere at the TCL Chinese Theater Tuesday night. Jennifer Lopez's Unstoppable premiere was also canceled Tuesday night. There is no word on whether or not the events will be rescheduled. Wolfman is set to hit theaters on Martin Luther King Day weekend. Matthew Perry has managed to stay in the news fairly often following his mysterious death in 2023. His friend's colleague Lisa Kudrow made news the other day when she appeared on The Drew Barrymore Show and told Barrymore that Perry gave her the famous Friends cookie jar from the set as a parting gift after the last episode. Kudrow added that Perry left a note in the cookie jar that she only recently discovered after his death. It is unclear why Kudrow checked the cookie jar after all these years. Maybe a serious case of the munchies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks kicked the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a dominating 121-105 victory over the San Antonio Spurs. Doc Rivers on how he thought his team played defensively.
I loved it. I told him that at halftime, it's like, guys, back-to-back games, our defensive focus and attention to detail was on point. And when we play like that, we're really tough. Because if we get multiple misses, we're going to eventually make threes.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers will try to extend their four-game winning streak when they host the Minnesota Gophers. That's tomorrow night, 6 p.m. at the Kohl Center in Madison. NFL, Packers holding practice, getting ready to face the Eagles. Sunday afternoon at 3:30, Jaden Reed says it's too soon for the Packers season to be over just yet.
We ain't worked this hard to come this far. You know, we went through a lot, you know, in camp, through the season to even get here. So our mindset is on one goal, and, you know, that's how we're preparing this week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunshine this morning. Clouds will gradually increase here this afternoon. Our high today, 27, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow. Won't be much. Just a dusting. Our low, 21. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 28. Looking at the possibility of more snow by later this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 11.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Matt and Aaron Ayers, Greg Bach gives us his popcorn pick of the week. Mike Clemens joins for a Packers update, and we talk poetry with James Roberts of the Wisconsin Fellowship of Poets.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by John Peterson and Gordy Young in association with John and Gordy Productions, Civic Media, and your Uncle Steve. Side effects may include nausea, uncontrollable laughter, and the desire to throw your radio into Lake Mendota. Now, here they are, John and Gordy. We're sorry.
Yeah. Uncle Steve, sorry.
Yeah, you think?
What? I'm there with you on that. I'm there. Yeah.
Right over here.
All right. Well, 92.7 WMDX.
Good morning.
No, I'm not upset. You know, I never get angry. I make
You've been grousing since you've walked in half an hour ago.
I know.
About everything.
You know, we were talking about speed limits yesterday, and we came up with a great solution that the city, you know, could have used, right? Flip cards.
Flip cards or magnetic, stickers.
Right, to change that last number on the speed limit sign. Right. It's easy to do. All you have to do is, you know, flip the card.
Right.
We saw that on What's My Line, right? They used to
yes.
do that.
What's My Line? That's going back a ways. Yeah.
Well, I know. Check it out, folks, on 50s. The Game Show Channel.
Yeah, look for it.
But I thought of the speed limit as I was on Campus Drive, and it went down to 35. Down to 35.
Nobody goes 35 on Campus Drive.
There's no cross traffic, no sidewalks, no pedestrians anywhere for about a mile. It's the Autobahn here in Madison.
It is.
And they decided their ultimate wisdom is to knock it down to 35. What is going on with this town?
It's crazy.
I mean, it's nuts. You know, I was going 50 today. Everybody else was, too.
Right?
It's ridiculous. I mean, it really, truly is a speedway, and it's not dangerous or anything. We're only going 45 to 50 miles per hour.
And they want to spend $500,000 to drop the speed limits down all over the city.
Yeah.
Right?
And I began to think about other instances where I got upset about speed limits. And I came up with one.
Yeah.
And that is when you're on a freeway and you're moving across the United States, you know, see the USA in your Chevrolet.
Right.
And you're going about 70 miles per hour, right? Some places 75.
Sure.
And all of a sudden you get in the city limits and it goes down to 55.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's changed. The roadway is still the same. No cross traffic. Nothing. It's the same road, same highway. Should be the same speed, but they mark it down to 55. And I'm thinking, what the hell is this all about? Why knock it down to 55? Because I'm in a city now.
That's because the Chamber of Commerce wants to, you know, get people to slow down a little bit, maybe pull off the road
the
and go buy something.
Well, you don't pull off the road. You get on an exit ramp.
Right.
But here's the thing. I'm thinking maybe the only reason they would want to slow down is because of drive time traffic, right? You don't want people going 70 miles per hour. And I'm thinking, right. But no one could go 75 miles per hour in drive time traffic. It's stop and go.
Exactly.
No matter what speed it is, it's going to be stop and go drive time traffic. So you don't have to move the speed limit down to 55 because people, you don't want them going that fast during drive time traffic. They can't. So again, I knocked that one down.
Yeah, people should just drive with the speed of traffic around them.
Yeah. Right?
You know, most of the time.
And let
that's
everybody
the way
pick
to go.
The speed that
you
they
just
want.
Pick the speed. It's up to you.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, it's another chilly start here this morning.
It is. Yeah. You know, I looked at the forecast. It looks like it's going to be like this for a long time. Right?
Do you have any frost on the
windshield? No, I did not have any. No.
It's because it's really, really dry.
It is.
13 degrees currently.
Wow.
Would you like to know the afternoon high?
I would like to know that, but do we have the one-arm bandit all oiled up and,
we do.
And ready to go?
Yeah.
Oh, I oiled it just for you.
First number 0, second number 2, third number 9.
That's so fast.
29 for a high.
Blinding
step
speed.
Right
that's
up.
What happens when you oil it up.
Yeah.
It sounds so good.
Yeah. Okay.
And
29 for a high.
And Sam fixed my chair.
He did.
I didn't.
Yeah,
didn't
the chairs know? In the studio had a wobble to them. I was afraid that you were just going to fall off at some point.
Somewhere. Yeah. The screws were all going to loosen up so much that it would just fall off the pedestal. But.
Yeah. But you tightened everything
this
up.
This is
huh?
really nice.
It
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Now as I jitter my legs all.
How's the table
for
doing?
The next 2 hours, I'm not shaking the chair as well.
Is this the table
is solid,
wobbly?
Man.
It looks,
this is
it
solid.
Feels pretty solid. Yeah.
This is what I was going to do. I was thinking, let's move the table.
Oh, no.
Okay? And why? we'll move this point, this corner, that way.
Yeah.
Okay. And so Gordy and I are equally looking at you, Sam.
That'd be great.
Wouldn't that be just the perfect way to do this?
Why is it angled like this at all?
It shouldn't be like this at all because I can't look at Sam. If we just had the angle, you and I both could have a visual contact.
We can make this happen. You have free will, John.
We need the time cues.
Right.
And you guys have been nailing me with time cues.
How about if we put a mirror right here?
Why don't we just move the table?
Okay.
Never mind.
We could try it. After
I know we're not going to move the table.
Let's not do it right now. Let's wait till the show's over.
But people don't care.
Although that screen would be kind of in the way. I guess we could move the screen over a little bit.
I think we could probably move the pedestal of the screen.
Nobody knows how our studio is set up. People don't understand anything that you're saying right now.
A little bit.
I know. They don't care. Yeah, they can see us right there. See?
Yeah.
So, John, we have a text here about your speed limits.
Oh, yes.
On the interstate. It seems that speeds are controlled by the federal government, and it relates to population density. So
that might be the reason why you're coming into... And again, population density doesn't mean anything.
You're right. You're right. It doesn't have any bearing on what the speed limit ought to be.
But... Right, exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I appreciate that,
Take
Lynn.
It up
Thank
with
you.
The federal government.
Okay. Well, let's get to the National Day calendar. See what's happening there, okay?
Yeah. I'm ready. I'm ready for bear.
I know. You hate this part of the show. Is it National Balloon Ascension Day?
Well, that's a good one to start with.
How about National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day? Okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're talking about speed limits. It's time to appreciate our law enforcement.
National Clean Water Day. National Apricot Day or National Static Electricity Day? Which day is it or is it not?
It's not Apricot Day.
You're wrong. It is National Apricot Day.
Oh, my God. Who gives a damn about apricot?
Well, the Apricot Appreciation Association.
The industry. Yeah, I know.
Sam, do you care to
guess? That was going to be my guess. I don't even know what to think now.
Oh, okay.
I guess I get the buzzer, too.
Okay. Well, it is. Let's start with National Apricot Day. Appreciate the apricots.
No.
Okay? Related to the peach, you know? They're related.
Wow.
The apricot's velvety flesh is quite similar.
Well, you're starting off strong already.
However, the texture of the golden orange fruit is firmer and the flavor more tart than its cousin. Since we easily preserve the apricot, We enjoy this versatile fruit all year long, fresh, canned, or dried. Ah, the apricot.
I love the apricot.
Salute the apricot, yes. Everybody. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not National Clean Water Day. It should be, but it isn't. Okay? In case you're wondering which
one
of those was false.
At us.
It's National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. We always appreciate the police, even when they're writing us traffic tickets across the country.
No, then we don't.
Citizens take the lead to show support. National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. Law enforcement officers of every rank and file have chosen a profession that, puts their lives on the line every day for their communities.
That's
They've answered the call and of public service that is demanding and often unappreciate them. But not today. We appreciate you today, okay?
Gee, the unrealistic speed limit signs now have made everybody criminals. That's what they've done. They've made everyone in the city a criminal.
This is the ringer here today.
It's a shame.
This is the one that I really want to find out about.
Okay.
National Static Electricity Day. Look at this picture.
Because it's so dry, right?
Look at this picture. Static. Can you see that picture of this kid?
Oh, my God.
Child abuse. He's touching one of those, one of those glass balls or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Where it makes your hair stick out of the graph generator. Oh, okay.
Looks like he's really getting shocked.
Yeah.
Maybe a little shocking, but National Static Electricity Day. As an observance to explore static electricity.
And no. No.
Do we really need to explore it?
We don't.
Okay. It's different from electric current carried by wires through a building, blah, blah, blah. Static electricity is produced when the positive and negative charges of an atom are out of balance. Okay?
Wow.
All right. That's enough of that.
I don't know. I'd probably be more afraid about static electricity if I knew there was an imbalance between atoms.
Well,
wow.
Yeah, that's what causes
rethink
static
that.
Electricity. Yeah. The drier the winter months are, the it's a better insulator than most for the humid air of summer, it says. I don't understand that. To help prevent static electricity, use a humidifier.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're getting shocked as you walk across your carpeted floor, put some moisture into the air, okay, with a humidifier.
Oh, we were talking about that yesterday, whole house humidifier.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
That's it for the National Day
calendar. Well, it seems a little quick. Okay.
Let's go to the history books.
Every morning.
Oh, let's go to the history Kindle.
The history Kindle?
Yeah. It doesn't have the same.
Dial it up. It takes at least ever to load up.
What's that little explosion at the end? Okay. What's happening in history world?
I couldn't find a ton of stuff today, but... I thought this was hilarious. Christopher Columbus, he wasn't just a bad person, he was also an idiot. Today in 1493, he noted in his journal, when he was sailing, I believe, back to Europe, he saw what he believed to be mermaids in the water.
Oh.
And his sailors had to correct him. They were just manatees.
Very similar, though.
Apparently he had trouble with his eyesight.
I guess so.
Mermaids weren't very well-groomed or good-looking at that time.
He did make a note of that. He said they're not as beautiful as they look in paintings.
No. Oh, Chris.
Well, they look like manatees.
Yeah. Just got a minute here. We got some Apple history. Today in 2001, iTunes was released. Changed the music industry big time.
Yeah.
And then in 2007, the iPhone came out. That really changed things.
Oh, boy, did
that. 2007?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
And iPhones, of course, took credit for a lot of technology that other people were using already.
Yeah.
Great.
You're going to come back with birthdays.
You hate Apple, don't you?
I hate Apple.
Birthdays right around the corner on John and Gordy in the Morning, 18 past the hour.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY. today. Get your GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on the Danville train till so much cavalry came and tore up the tracks. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond.
92.7 WMDX. Sorry to make that go on so long.
Well, here comes to the chorus. Here.
All right, let's listen.
Okay. Band song, but that's Joan Baez singing. Why are we playing Joan Baez?
Instead of the band? Yeah, why are we doing
it? It's
this?
Her birthday.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Oh,
how old
that's
is
super.
She?
Well, born in 1941, so how old does that make her?
Older?
84?
I do math.
Yeah, 84, I think.
84? Okay.
All right.
Am I wrong?
I think you're right. I think you're right. Yeah, she's 84.
And
we were talking about her yesterday.
We were talking about her yesterday with Mike McCabe, and he mentioned that she and Bob Dylan were a pair, but they hated each other.
Yeah, but they were a pair for a few years.
Yeah,
back in the 60s, early 60s. Yeah. Okay. I think they haven't talked to each other in years.
Yeah.
They may have mended fences, but they still don't talk much.
I don't see. I never really liked Joan Baez.
Yeah.
The singing style.
Yeah. It's a real folky style, you know.
And who was the other female singer at the time, folk singer?
Joni Mitchell?
No. She's okay. Fantastic.
Judy Collins?
Judy Collins.
Okay.
Never liked her.
She was just in Madison not too long. Just I think she's got relatives here.
A little too warbly
yeah.
for me.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Although,
who
you
else
know,
don't
she did,
you like?
She did a good job with, I believe, Suzanne. And she sang Suzanne with Leonard Cohen.
Oh.
And it was a great duo.
Mm-hmm. What about Sendin' the Clowns?
Oh, my God, please, no.
No. Find that one, Sam.
My head is about to explode. Don't remind me of Sendin' the Clowns. God.
Oh, jeez. You're quite the music critic, aren't you?
Catherine was yelling at you about being a movie critic, too. You don't evaluate the qualities of a movie. You just like, I don't like this. This is a bad movie.
No, I look at the actual elements of the movie.
The focus.
I balance it.
The sound.
No, you focus on the focus and sound of a movie. but, you know, I don't think anybody disagrees with my opinion.
Some people like that style. I mean,
do they?
I don't know, but she was successful in the folk era.
I made an exception with Buffy St. Marie, who had a very, very warbly voice, but for some reason, she was just so unique. Mm. And Melanie had a fantastic, unique voice ever.
Melanie was great.
Yeah, she was fantastic.
Okay.
So, I did like some of the female singers back then. It's just that those two just never. Joni Mitchell was the best.
Joni's, I mean,
she was
right
up there with Melanie.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Great writer, too. Any other birthdays you want to mention there, Sam?
It's Richard Nixon's birthday, Tricky Dick.
Oh, yeah.
Born today in 1913.
I'm not a crook.
I'm not a crook.
Oh.
And it's also Bart Starr's birthday.
Oh.
Born today in 1934.
Wow. Yeah. Those were some bad years in Green Bay. Not when he was a quarterback, but when he was a coach. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I had never heard of Bart Starr until 4 years ago.
Oh.
No kidding.
Which is kind of crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. He had, what was the charity group that he headed up?
The cherry group?
Charity.
Charity group. He's into cherries?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he was in Wisconsin for a long time, and cherries were very popular up there in the peninsula.
I don't know what his charity.
No, it wasn't cherries, though.
He had a charitable group.
They took old vehicles.
Bart Starr's charitable group?
Yeah. What the heck was that?
Rawhide Youth Services,
yeah.
Coincidentally, his wife's name is Cherry.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Wow, Cherry Star.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, they took in old vehicles. I remember that. I think I donated one of my cars to them. That's
I think my family did as well. My brother hit the car that he drove when he was in high school. Mm-hmm. My parents forcibly took it away from him because it was literally falling apart.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of players. They had Forrest Gregg up there.
Mm.
Lindy Infante wasn't a player, but it was not a bad couple of years with him. Mm. But Forrest Gregg and Bart Starr did not make it as coaches, sadly.
No.
Kind of sullied their careers just a little bit.
It's too bad. Okay.
Were you a big fan of the Green Bay Packers?
Not back then, no.
Okay.
I jumped
on the bandwagon when
I lived in Chicago at the time, but
True.
I've lived in Wisconsin, you know, more than 25
But you had a great team. You had a great team. Butkus.
Yes. Ditka.
Ditka.
Ditka. Yeah. Yeah. And of course, the 85 Bears with Jim McMahon. And
Walter
Payton.
Sure, yeah.
You know, those were the
you
glory
love
days.
That rap song.
That one year.
You really love that rap song.
They were great in 85. Yeah.
And I remember when you were breakdancing to that. There was something else, man. But
Were the days.
I told you breakdancing wasn't popular anymore.
Yeah, now I've got arthritis in my knees and because of all that breakdancing I did.
What did you do while the breakdancing clothes? Oh, God.
Parachute pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, break dancing. Wow.
Okay.
What a disaster.
All right. those are, you know, very popular with some people, break dancing. They can really do it. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Find them on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com and ask them about their lifetime guarantee.
They were quite the performers, breakdancers. You know, today, when you see somebody who breaks into a breakdance, it's actually entertaining now.
Well, sure.
Back
they made
then,
it into an
it
Olympic
wasn't.
Sport last time around.
Oh, really?
Right? Yeah.
Wow.
We got a lot of stuff coming up here. Nick Ramos is going to join us from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign a little bit later on.
Busted Pencils next.
They are coming up next.
And we've got a big story. Meta has turned into a hate group.
All
so
that.
We'll get to that.
Straight ahead.
We are the best. Shut the group. Shut it on down. Do it for you. We're so bad. We know we're good. Blowing your mind like a new game would. You know we're just strutting for fun. Strutting our stuff for everyone. We're not here.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Oh, plenty of meetings for Wisconsin farmers to attend this year. And while you're out there, keep your eyes open for our new University Extension Corn Specialist. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Of course, in 2024, we saw the retirement of UW Extension Corn Specialist Dr. Joe Lauer. Now, stepping in is Dr. Harit Kaur. She is originally from Northwest India, where she grew up in a small village called India's Breadbasket. Most recently, she was a Michigan State Spartan, but now she's happy to be the University Extension Corn Specialist in Wisconsin because she believes a lot of Wisconsin farmers appreciate one element she's fond of.
One thing that I would really like to appreciate about Wisconsin is when I was in Michigan and I used to talk about silage corn, people weren't really very interested because they were more of a corn grain per people. And would here, when people get to know that I worked on silage corn, they get really excited, and which is something I enjoy.
Dr. Harit Kaur, coming to Wisconsin from Michigan. She is our new University Extension Corn Specialist. You'll have an opportunity to meet Dr. Kaur if you're in attendance at the upcoming Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo. That's going to be February 6th and 7th. At the Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. All right, markets and overnight electronic trade. They're mixed this morning. I've got numbers next.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the Maximum Acre solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, Source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
Yesterday, barrel cheese gained 0.75 cents to 187. 40-pound block cheese stood still. The AA butter was up 2 at 260 a pound. December new crop corn's down a penny this morning at 444. November beans are down a nickel at 1003. July wheat, that's up 2 at 559 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Thursday trade session. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunshine this morning. Clouds will gradually increase here this afternoon. Our high today, 27, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow. Won't be much. Just a dusting. Our low, 21. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 28. Looking at the possibility of more snow by later this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
Hey, hon, have you been to Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie yet?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I love the pizza.
Pizza is ridiculous. That crust.
Right, and they have 48
beers on tap and a great selection of wines.
And the atmosphere.
Not only is the restaurant gorgeous.
That room with the giant,
giant windows that open. Yeah. And they won a Best of Madison Gold Award this year.
I love
Sugar River Pizza on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie.
You took the words right out of my
mouth.
Yep. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Oh, so you have heard of it.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll take a look at what's to come in the 119th Congress. What issues are important to you and what's realistic to get done? Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Um.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Decoffeinated Caffeine, for people who like feeling nervous and wide awake, but hate running to the bathroom all the time.
Coffee.
92.7 WMDX. You know, we haven't really had the coffee guy pass through the studio recently.
I know. Where has he been? And
where are all the coffee songs that we had?
Here he comes right now.
You should have knocked on wood.
Here he is.
Does anybody want over
here.
Coffee?
Over here.
Who wants coffee?
Come on.
Does anybody want coffee?
He didn't hear us.
He can't see.
He didn't hear us.
Okay. There he goes.
There he goes.
Well, hope your coffee's hot wherever you are.
Yeah. All right. Boy. Well, our special guest this morning again, Busted Pencils, Tim Slecker is here, and we've got a whole bunch of topics to cover this morning, that's for sure.
Yeah, where do we begin?
I know. What the heck, right? Let's get to the big story, and that is Trump wanting to get rid of the Education Department. We've talked about that ad nauseum, but he wants to rebrand it instead. What do you got?
Well, it's
on
not.
That?
Yeah. It's not him. It's not him. This is an opportunist. We found this story in one of the places we get a lot of education news, called K-12 Dive, and Haley Matz Medvin was part of the Biden Department of Education, and she said, "Hey, Trump, you know what? Because you're such an entrepreneur, why don't you rebrand the Department of Education?" Because actually, and then she goes into, this continued, you know, math and science, kids in America stink, China is beating our butts. And so, Donald, here's the idea. Let's take the Department of Education and let's call it the Department of American Competitiveness.
My God.
Okay. Yes.
Well, you know, anytime you add American in it, I'm just, you know, I'm starting to.
Well, you know, I mean, the you Gulf got the Gulf of America coming along. You got our 51st state of Canada starting to come forward. Maybe 52nd state, too, when you add Greenland.
Right. Yes.
You know, so a Department of American Competitiveness, why not?
You know? Exactly. It all makes sense now, doesn't it?
Well, it's just, it goes back to, and you pointed this out, you know, we did a tribute to Jimmy Carter. And in that podcast, you know, really talk about that the Department of Education came through the Carter administration, was put together and ratified in 1979. And the biggest reason for the Department of Education was, you know, first of all, civil rights, and making sure that civil rights laws were applied in schools, particularly against segregation. And then the other main component was to say, hey, if you're a school and you do not have the funds that you need, so in other words, schools working mostly with poor children, the federal government would come in and equalize and provide funding so that all kids would have the opportunity to get access to the types of tools and education and teachers they need. And so then, you know, right away in 1980, with the election of Ronald Reagan, the Department of Education has been in the crosshairs ever since by conservative Republican presidents, largely from the standpoint of saying, you know, education is a state's right.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Yes, we know that. But the Department of Education is really the we talk about it. It doesn't have the implications at the state level for curriculum and things like that. It really is. It's a civil rights organization. It's a funding organization. It's a, you know, it's really important. But so this idea of rebranding it, though, to the Department of American Competitiveness, actually, as silly and I'll say as stupid as this is actually in line with what we see a lot of things happening in a lot of states right now anyway. So in my state of Ohio, what used to be the State Department of Education is now the State Department of Workforce and Education.
That's and, awful.
Yeah. That's well, it you know, because it's this whole idea of saying, you know, if we want schools to stop teaching that woke terrorism crap, we'll have them focus on preparing workers.
Right. Yes. That's much better.
It's much better because that way they'll go out and get jobs doing things that AI is going to replace them with anyway.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right. It's an amazing thing. They did that in Wisconsin. They took away parent rights for 16 and 17-year-olds to get permission to go out and work. Parents didn't have to okay that anymore. You could just take off.
There we go.
Hey, that's true freedom.
It is.
Tim, we've got a phone call here from Matt in Middleton. He has a comment or a question. What do you got for us, Matt?
Morning, guys. I have a general question about education in America and how we're failing people, considering, you know, the difference between private, religious, public. Because I've seen some podcasts with some of these younger people who are Christian and they're MAGA, and to say that they're stupid is putting it lightly. But where are we failing? I know we're not teaching civics enough. That's where civic media helps. But how do you solve this, like, ignorance problem? Because, you know, other countries are now laughing at Trump because he's such an idiot and he's making America look stupid. What can we do education-wise to spread critical thinking and help this ignorance problem?
Well, Tim, didn't Ira David Sokol talk about that? That the school systems are kind of, at fault for not making the improvements they need in public schools.
Yeah, and you know, Matt's question too is much. There's a a tinge of kind of like the ignorance of MAGA to really look at and kind of say, you know, what is the purpose of American public education? And yeah, our podcast last Saturday, the show that ran on Civic Media Saturdays, we interviewed an author who just now released a book called Designed to Fail, History of American Education. And he really points out that as far back as the beginning of the organization of the American public school system, that it was designed to create workers. And the other part of it is that it was also designed to get rid of 80% of the students that were in there, because guess what? The idea of creating an informed electorate, or as Matt was saying, you know, critical thinkers, that was never the purpose of American public schools. It was through some reformers and progressive ideas that we've had this concept, but American public schools have always been largely focused on workforce development. Mm-hmm. And with that, then too, is a real genuine sorting mechanism where the majority of students are kept out of the kind of critical thinking content and topics, which now when you start to look at that and say, so what are the implications of an education system that is largely driven towards creating workers is that you've got a large part of the population then that ends up being miseducated. Mm-hmm. I'll say that, you know, as opposed to uneducated. So how do we move this forward? I think that the entire attack on public education, though, too, has always been related to trying to, first of all, create this image as if the American public school system is creating a bunch of woke, critically minded, anti-American terrorists. when the reality is that the American system of education has been really good at pretty much keeping the status quo the way things are. And whether there's an edge of kind of, you know, an anti-critical thinking, I think Matt's right. But to be honest, there's never been a real drive in American education to create active citizens and democracy kind of looking people. It's always been a status quo system. What we will, to get to a critical electorate, though, we need to then reimagine public education, not get rid of it through vouchers and small private schools. What Ira says is that we've got a public school system that needs to be changed with its purpose at looking at and saying we need all kids to feel welcome in schools, to be engaged, to be put for, you know, to have the opportunity to develop their skills. And some of those kids are going to be really great at math, and some of those kids are going to be really great at writing, and some kids are going to be really great at music. And for all of those kids, they need the opportunity to thrive in schools, not be denied that education. If we do that, Matt, in other words, really double down and say public education is the cornerstone, the foundation of American democracy, we then protect, save American public education, and then go in and make the changes that are necessary from the standpoint of saying, how do we create thriving students? And you're not going to do that through a private school voucher system that largely, as we see, 80% of those students are already in private schools. And so we're essentially robbing the public schools to keep wealthy kids in elite private schools.
Well, I thank Matt for that phone call, talking to Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. And I want to get back to this rebranding that this Haley Medvin suggests the Trump administration does. Well, I mean, part of her article here, it seems to be, instead of just getting rid of the department, again, just rebrand it as something right. And she mentions George W. Bush had No Child Left Behind, and Barack Obama said, you know, they developed Common Core. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe rebranding it to something else rather than just dismantling it completely. She's offering that suggestion. Is there any other option?
Well, you know, and that's a, the idea of kind of rebranding, you can hear in some of the things that I'm saying and some of the things that Ira Sokol was saying in our show last week. There is a real potential to say, guess what? Let's really see how we can use a Department of Education to make some really amazing, necessary changes to the American public school system. Is that a rebranding or is that a reimagining of the purpose of the Department of Education? Mm-hmm. See, so that for me, when I see what the Department of American Competitiveness, I don't see that as a rebranding. I actually see that as doing away with the truly, really doing away with the civic mission of equity, equality, and protecting students, and turning schools into truly factories that are committed to creating workers. And I'll be honest, the workers that they're trying to create, I'm not sure that we have that many job openings. In fact, you know, she leans into we need to more STEM graduates. And there's been research now that shows that for all of the STEM graduates out there, there just aren't the jobs to go with all of these. And so you have STEM graduates, you know, working at Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
You know, the thing is, they branded everything now woke. And so it's always, you know, just it covers everything that they don't like. And I always thought that the schools that focused a lot on recognizing misinformation, actually classes on that would be real beneficial.
Oh, and you just brought it up, John. In fact, I don't. Maybe you're hinting at this, but there's a pretty significant research and expose on Finland, where they are absolutely 100% committed to teaching kids to find misinformation. Yeah. Imagine that.
I know. School. Wow. In this day and age.
Schools committed to teaching kids to be critically thinking oriented. That when they read something, take a look and try to verify it before you actually put it up on YouTube as the next theory of everything.
Right. It covers everything. I mean, you know, it really is beneficial for everyone.
We will continue with Busted Pencils' Dr. Tim Slecker in just a moment on John and Gordy in the Morning.
voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Burlow Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the Mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve. A mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
John and Gordy in the morning.
And this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress, where you can sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. You can find them on Madison's east side or west side, or just go online at verlo.com and ask about their lifetime guarantee.
Busted Pencils, Tim Slacker is here, and we've been looking all around for the Ryan Walters cut, and now we do have it. This is a road wisdom, basically.
Yes.
people speaking wisdom from the front seat of their car.
Yeah, I just said, holy crap, I got something awesome. I need to pull over and share it with the world.
Exactly. And this is what he shared with the world.
You know, you have schools that are teaching kids to hate their country, that this country is evil. You have the teachers' unions pushing this on our kid. The radical left wants people to hate this country. They've completely destroyed the integrity of the FBI by making them more concerned about DEI than about protecting Americans. It's a major part of this. And look, this is a real uncomfortable truth. You know, I know the left is going to lose their mind, but listen, we cannot allow our schools to become terrorist training camps. Oh, we cannot allow our schools to teach our kids to hate this country. We cannot allow our kids to teach that this is an evil country. That's why we are getting back to the basics here in Oklahoma, to make sure that our kids love this country, understand American values, understand the role that the Constitution, the Bible, the Declaration of Independence played in American history, because we want patriots. And that's got to be the focus of our schools.
Now, you kind of see through it right away when you think that the left wants to make their kids hate America.
Yes.
There's a tip-off there, and it sounds ridiculous and stupid right away, but this is the superintendent of schools, right? I mean, this guy is in charge of all the schools, and this
in
is his
Oklahoma.
Point of view in Oklahoma. And it's just an amazing thing. And, of course, you know, he missed the job at the Department of Education. So
he let me in.
I was on your side. I thought he was a shoo-in for this thing.
I thought for sure. This is a, you know, audition tape number two here,
yes,
too. In case Linda McMahon doesn't get confirmed, he's still there. you know,
we haven't heard anything about her either. You know?
Yeah, you know, but this road wisdom as he pulls off. But, you know, put it in perspective, he released this the day after New Orleans and the terrorist attack in New Orleans and his implications here. And this is the kind that, you know, that's horrible. His implications are is that New Orleans, the terrorist, is the result of American public education. And that teachers somehow created the conditions that empowered this terrorist to take innocent lives. And I mean, this is the craziness here. And the when you think about the people that will then listen to who Ryan Walters, who share this, they hear this as truth. They understand this and hear this as a rallying cry to go out and do something. I'm concerned that this in and of itself is an inciting of another group of people to do potentially bad things to our public school teachers. Because if you've got the belief that you're, you know, the fifth grade teacher, you know, Mrs. Smith is training and grooming terrorists in there, you're really creating the unsafe conditions for teachers, because you're really turning your neighbors into they believe that they're protecting and saving kids and they're saving Americans. This is dangerous rhetoric. So, yeah, that's why I also, you can check out the blog on Civic Media where I put out a blog discussing this, but not really recognizing that, yes, Ryan Walters is in Oklahoma, but there are Ryan Walters everywhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're in Wisconsin. They're in Ohio. They're in there. Any of these people that continue to proclaim that American public schools are teaching kids to hate America, breeding terrorism, they're everywhere. And we need to be on the lookout. And we need to call this out and point out that this is dangerous rhetoric. This is dangerous rhetoric. Yeah. Students learning to distinguish fact from fantasy in schools, that's not woke. That's the purpose of American education. That's not hating kids. That's not teaching kids to hate schools. So, yeah, you know, I could roll on that one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Tim, we were talking about fact-checking before, and we got a text here from Catherine. It says Madison East High School does have our English class that is research-focused on how to do research and how to dig in.
Right. And you mentioned Finland, I mean, where they were actually teaching, recognizing misinformation.
Yeah.
And one person texted here and said, "Can we buy Finland?"
That's for Doug.
I like that.
Appreciate that.
I'm with it.
I was just thinking, though, as I was rambling, I should have saved all that, ran out to my driveway and got in my car.
Yes. We can do that next time.
Yes, it has more of an impact, I think.
Yeah, next Thursday, I'm going to set up, you know, my mic in the front seat of my car.
Yes, that would be great.
All right, well, we'll look forward to that. Yes. We're just about out of time here, Tim, but we want to remind everybody, you can listen to Busted Pencils. You drop podcasts Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and then you're live on the Civic Media Network on Saturdays.
At 3 o'clock.
Yeah, and if you want a real deep dive into the Department of Education rebranding, that's what's going to be on Saturday. We spend a whole hour trying to make a sense of this mess.
I hope so. Excellent. Anyway.
Always a pleasure, Tim.
All right, Tim. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
All right. Have a great day.
Take care.
Coming up in our next hour, we'll talk to Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
And Meta has turned into a domestic hate group.
Oh, it's all coming up.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, next up for the Packers, they take on the Eagles. What are their chances heading into the playoffs? We talk to Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Clothes that fit your style and your life.
At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit equability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another fire breaking out overnight in Southern California, this one in the hills above Hollywood. ABC's Matt Gutman with more.
The Sunset Fire, fueled by this week's historic wind event in Los Angeles, igniting in the hills just north of Hollywood Boulevard. Firefighters blasting water into this apartment, trying to protect it. A fleet of helicopters swirling over the fire, dropping water. Residents facing gridlock as they try to evacuate down the narrow streets of the Hollywood Hills.
2,000 structures have been destroyed and 5 people have lost their lives. And not good news for those in Los Angeles. Another round of those strong Santa Ana winds expected tonight into tomorrow. Former President Jimmy Carter's state funeral.